I'm starting to regret doing this in dark mode, but let's give it a go. Hello, everyone. I'm here to talk about the bus factor this morning. Thank you all for coming out. So I have a lot to cover, so I'm just going to get started right now. I'm Ruan Murgatroyd. I'm a fourth-year computer science and German student over in TU Dublin in Ireland. I'm the Irish cloud computing champion. I'm a star student at SAP. I'm a systems administrator at CS++, which is what we're talking about, and I'm the former president of societies at TU Dublin. But what is a society? In the UK and Ireland, societies are 100% volunteer-led organizations for student life in TU Dublin, primarily academic, cultural, and social. We're funded by the university and sponsors, and there's around 53 active at the moment. But I want to talk about CS++ today. CS++, restarted in 2022 and tracing its roots back to Golemsock in 1998, is our computer science society. Our aim is to give students unique experiences and teach skills they don't get in class. In fact, CS++ are here today. We've brought about 20 of our members on a subsidized trip to FOSDEM because it's one of the best conferences on the continent. We're a committee of 15 students, five of whom are systems administrators. Systems administration at CS++ is quite an interesting one because we're students from any of six computer science courses across any of three campuses running a four-node Proxmox cluster in a concrete basement in one of our campuses that they're trying to sell. We're running 40 services for six societies with the aim to onboard five more in the next 6 months. We run mission-critical data and services for our members and other societies, and we're students. That's a bit of a problem, because that means we're pretty susceptible to the bus factor. And it's not just what I said earlier, that we have a huge range of syllabi, none of which are synchronized. We can't guarantee any sort of experience. We're volunteers. It's very, very difficult to vet people when they're students, and we're all volunteers, and no one's being paid. But worst of all, the maximum tenure is 4 years, and that's why we have a four-year bus. So how did we handle this? We've split this into three solutions. First,